This is called Trees and Stars, and I don't think it needs any explanation. Silly raft, craft without the sea. Add water and testosterone, and you have the day I led four strange folks from Orlando down the Chattooga River. What do you mean the river doesn't do a circle? The first guy asked when I told him not to leave his wedding band under a rock at the put-in. He was serious, and so was his buddy, who said, "Who put the rocks here? Why don't we see more wildlife? This isn't what the brochure made it out to be." As if the burger were served is as perfect as the one pictured in the menu. Why do the trees get taller farther from the river? Was a question so obvious and Zen pretzeled, it stumped me. One guy all day paddled backward when I said forward and vice versa. Probably didn't like my cool neo-hippie attitude. It was weird, but this was March, a weird month. And when I showed them a trillium up the drainage at Long Creek, guess what? They asked who planted it. Probably a bird, I said, or the wind. Not long after this, on a long trip I was leading, a kid freaked out. It was late, and we were under the stars, and they were shooting. In his calf, he'd been shot in a drive-by before a string of lockups, the latest for possessing a quarter ounce of weed, which was why he was with me for 30 days of backpacking. Not boot camp, just hauling a big bag and trying to be good. About the stars, what could I say? It was cold, and we needed sleep. So I told the story about the folks from Orlando on the river, and how ridges like the one we were camped on top of make the trees look taller than they really are.